The jungle surrounded the airport, its breath heavy and wet. Patty recognized the spiky leaves of palm trees jutting through the canopy, as well as a soaring strangler fig, its roots intersecting like ropey veins across the host tree it was steadily, implacably suffocating. 100 yards away, a parrot as red as strawberry syrup left one branch for another. And was that a monkey? Patty blinked, staring out the wide windows. A smile unsealed her face. It's so green. And impersonal. It was the second thought that made her smile. She had no idea where it came from. She'd never visited Costa Rica before. In fact, she'd never left flat as a farm pond, Minnesota, except to travel to a single out-of-state soccer game. The sport upset Gwen. It didn't matter that Gwen's father was the championship-winning coach of the Minnesota Girls Consolidated. The girl screamed when she saw a soccer ball. Was, Patty emphasized to herself, Randall was the championship-winning coach of the Minnesota Girls Consolidated. A man near the baggage claim cleared his throat. Patty stopped herself, just, from leaping out of her skin. Heart slamming, she slid her eyes his direction, keeping her movements small. He was older, 60s, maybe, white. Was he staring straight at her? Patty shrank inside herself, but then a woman appeared next to the man. She offered him a water bottle. He took it. He drank, condensation dripping onto his sandaled feet. After he drained the bottle, he kissed the top of the woman's head, handing her the empty container. Patty's shoulders unbuckled. Sloth, Gwen said. Patty's eyes refocused on the jungle beyond the airport, thinking her daughter had spotted one outside. That's how Patty had gotten her to travel 5 hours without a fuss. She'd promised they'd see a real live sloth. The beast's simpering faces pushed Patty right into the uncanny valley, reminding her of zombies that'd take their sweet time crawling to you, grinning their carnival clown grin the whole way. Seeing them on TV made Gwen weep, though, sobbing with something like happiness, only more intense. Ecstasy? Patty was equal parts worried and excited for her daughter to meet one in person. Gwen was 14 in body. She had the cognition of a child half that age.